From the Somme to today, Blind Veterans UK and 110 years of support. The origins of our charity trace right back to one of the most devastating periods in British military history, the First World War. The charity emerged in response to growing numbers of servicemen who returned from the front blinded by modern warfare. The Battle of the Somme in 1916, with its heavy artillery and shrapnel, came to symbolise both the scale of the conflict and the life-changing injuries endured by thousands. An estimated 30,000 veterans lost their sight during the First World War, but little could be done medically in 1916 for catastrophic eye injuries. Survivors often faced a future of isolation, poverty and dependency. In this context, Blind Veterans UK played a revolutionary role. Rather than treating blindness as the end of a useful life, we helped veterans rebuild independence, confidence, and purpose. Training in mobility, everyday skills, and employment challenged the assumption that people who had lost their sight were destined only for charity or institutional care. This included many of the activities that we still facilitate today, including creating music, playing sports, woodworking, social events, and learning how to get around. There are still wooden trays, boxes and furniture in our archives made by blind veterans of the First World War. Central to this transformation was Sir Ian Fraser, later Lord Fraser of Lonsdale. Fraser was himself a product of the Somme. Serving as a young captain with the King's Shropshire Light Infantry, he was blinded by a bullet during the battle in 1916. Sent to St Dunstan's to recover, he experienced firsthand the charity's pioneering approach to rehabilitation, an experience that shaped both his own future and the organisation's direction. Fraser became chairman of St Dunstan's in 1921, a role he held for more than 50 years. As Lord Fraser, he was a leading national advocate for blind and disabled people. He believed rehabilitation should be practical, demanding, and rooted in dignity. Under his leadership, the charity expanded training programmes and strengthened its commitment to supporting veterans, not just at the point of injury, but throughout their lives. Lord Fraser also became a powerful link between battlefield experience and civilian society. He demonstrated that disability need not limit ambition. Beyond the charity, he served as an MP and a governor of the BBC, using his platform to challenge wider perceptions of blindness. His leadership helped cement St Dunstan's reputation as a forward-thinking organisation shaped by veterans for veterans. The legacy of the Somme and the First World War remains embedded in Blind Veterans UK's identity and public memory. A statue of blind World War I soldiers has stood outside Manchester Piccadilly Station since 2018, reminding passers-by of the human cost of conflict and the determination required to rebuild a life without sight. While methods and technologies have evolved, our core mission remains unchanged from 110 years ago: to help blind veterans live lives of independence, fulfilment and dignity. From supporting young soldiers blinded on the muddy fields of the Somme to helping modern veterans navigate life after service, we are proud of our history and how we continue to be pioneers in the field of sight loss rehabilitation.